It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
What was the number one answer that came in on our socials for this question? What's the most romantic movie ever? There, it's that simple. Give us a call and try to play. First up to bat is Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi there. How are you?
We're super dupes. What are you doing today?
Just getting ready for work.
Well, it's about time. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
I don't have to go in until 12.
Oh, well, that sounds dreamy.
You're super early then, man.
Yeah.
On top of it.
I rolled in here at like 4:30 this morning, I think. So, yeah.
I was still snoring at that time.
Yeah, I heard you. What do you do for a job, Pam?
I work at a bank.
Oh, that's good. My mom worked at a bank many, many years ago. You steal the money? You take any money on your way home?
No, you can't do that.
No.
Can't take the money.
Katie, you can't do that.
My kiddo works at a bank. I know.
They pat you down before you leave, huh?
Yeah. Well, they make sure all your money's there, that for sure.
Smart move. Smart move.
Yeah.
All right, sweet Pam. So we posted the question, what's the most romantic movie ever? What was the number one answer that came in?
Ghost.
Oh, Ghost. Patrick Swayze.
With the pottery.
With the pottery.
And
it was romantic, but not the number one answer that came in, darn
not
it.
Not today.
Sorry,
okay,
Pam.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks. I didn't even think of that one, though. That's a good guess, Pam.
That's a really good one. I haven't seen that one in forever.
Yeah.
Good God. Scotty boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
What are you doing today, dude?
I'm headed for work.
Womp womp. Which is what? What do you do?
I work for a construction company.
Building stuff.
Yep.
Is that the name of the company? Building Stuff, Inc.
Not quite.
No, I was just goofing, buddy. It's just a joke.
Are you actually out there building the stuff, or are you telling people to build the stuff?
I'm building the stuff.
Okay.
What stuff are you building, Scott?
Metal buildings.
Oh, okay. I'm a fan of metal buildings.
Like silos.
Oh, like a silo.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You got a hard hat on right now, Scott?
No, I don't.
All right. I didn't think so. All right, Scott, what's the most romantic movie ever made? You seem like a romantic guy.
I'm not sure about that. But
I was just joking again, Scott. Like, I feel like it's probably the total opposite, buddy. We're just having fun here, Scott. What do you think?
I know. I think it's The Notebook.
Oh, one of my favorites, man.
I could watch that over and over and over again.
That's a great romantic movie, but oddly enough, which is funny, I thought for sure that would be number one.
Yeah.
But no, Scotty.
Well, I'll try again.
Enjoy your metal buildings, sir.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
Hi. Do you like watching romantic movies?
I do, yes.
Me too, Jen.
Do you?
I do.
I don't.
No, well, I'm sure you still do, though, because I know Knick Knack does.
I don't know. She's not a big romantic movie person either, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the last romantic movie we watched together. We watched the Ghostbusters sequel, the last one. Not romantic at all.
Not really getting in your feels with the Ghostbusters sequel.
Jen, what are you doing today?
I am home with a sick kiddo.
Oh, that sucks. What do they have?
He needs a stomach bug.
Ooh. Well,
so just liquids today then.
Take some tummy tabs.
Yep.
Oh, the baby.
Little baby poo poo. Jen, what was the number one answer for the question, what's the most romantic movie ever?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, a little Tom Hanks action.
Another good one.
Oh. That's not it.
Oh, bummer. All right. Well,
all right, Jen. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks, Jen.
Boy, she sounded tired. Like
she's
been
taking
dealing
care
with a
sick kid. That'll do it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad when they're sick.
Gina.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. How's your tummy today? Everything feeling okay?
Yeah. My tummy's good, thanks.
Okay, good.
Thanks for checking, Jeremy.
No tummy tabs for Gina today.
Nope.
What's on your to-do list today? Anything fun?
Just being a chauffeur for my kids.
Oh, God.
Yep. Where are you guys going?
Probably school and stuff.
Yeah?
Yep, school stuff. Exactly.
School stuff. Well, shoot. Do you have any Gina time today?
Maybe with the horses.
Oh, okay.
You share your time with the horses. That's nice of
you. Yeah, so that's my time.
All right, well, that'll be good. That'll be fun. So what was the number one answer that came in for the most romantic movie ever?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ooh.
Oh, that's wicked old.
Christmas slash. Yeah.
A Christmas slasher?
It's Christmas no. slash romantic film is what I meant to say.
No, the one is, the winning answer is definitely more recent than that. It's in color.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Have a good morning. Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. We can give a clue. We've gone through, what, like 6 calls now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5? Yeah. There's a scene in the movie that's been very controversial for years.
Okay.
It's a very controversial scene in this romantic movie. Jamie. God, that's loud. Nope. Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hi.
What are you up to today?
Just dropped the kids off at school.
Good. Get them out of there. So what do you think? What's the most romantic movie ever?
I'm going to change my answer after your clue. I'm going to say Brokeback Mountain.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, I can see where you're going
with that. That's a romantic movie.
Very romantic. Nope, not Brokeback Mountain.
Thanks.
I like that guess, though, Chelsea.
She left us. Why? Because you like cowboys? You like cowboys.
Who doesn't like cowboys? And it's a great story. Like, it's a great story.
Dane.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
morning.
Dane. What are you doing today, dude?
I just dropped my car off at the dealership, so I'm expecting a $900 text any moment now.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Right?
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. Just a tune-up, but I have a sensor light that's for my tires, so... They just informed me it's a lot.
Oh.
Oh, just the light you have to change, not your tires?
No, the sensor probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the little sensor inside the tire that tells you the pressure's low.
Yeah.
The TPMS, yeah. I think, is what they call it, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
yep,
the old TPMS. It.
Oh, that's a $900 fix? Oh.
Yeah, I would just trade that car in. Get rid of it. It sounds like a clunker. Yeah.
You might as well get new tires at that point.
But this is just a sensor.
The they got to take all the tires off. That's the whole issue. They got to dismount every tire to see which one it is.
Trade it in, Dane. Get rid of it.
That sounds like a lot of work, Dane.
Unload that vehicle immediately.
Yeah, right. Sensor what?
I'm too few frugal.
Yeah. I was going to say your $900 bill turned into like $45,000.
Yeah.
All right, Dane. So what was the most romantic movie ever, buddy?
I don't know about the controversial part, but I'm going to go with Dirty Dancing.
Hey!
I don't know.
Oh, that's a cute movie.
Yes, another Patrick Swayze flick.
That's one of those ones, Dane, like if it's on TV, I find my wife standing there mouth breathing watching it every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just waiting for somebody to lift you.
Dancing, dancing.
Yep.
Dancing into the wrong answer, Dane.
Oh, Dane, I thought you had it.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Good luck with your car. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. See y'all.
Bye, Felicia. Okay, so controversial scene. It's a long movie.
Oh, yeah.
Long movie.
Okay. All
long,
right.
Long movie.
These clues keep coming.
They're coming. Who's been holding the longest? Patty.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, sweet Patty. What are you doing today?
I'm working.
Work it.
Where good. Are you doing that at?
Make that money.
I'm in insurance. You guys need any?
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No, thank you. What's your company?
Globe Life Liberty National.
Oh, never heard of it.
We're the best. So.
Says who?
Says Patty.
Patty.
Yes.
All right, sweet Patty. So what's the most romantic movie ever? I've thrown out a couple
clues. I don't know. The last clue kind of threw me off a little bit, but I'm going to stick with my guess and say Love Actually.
Oh, that Another is such great a movie. Good one, too.
Is that the one where the guy flips the cards? Is he standing at the door? Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
Yeah.
Is it that one?
Is that, yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, but either way. Nope.
It's not the right answer.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, thanks, Patty. Little Patty cake. What else can I say about this without giving it away? I mean, we can go a couple more minutes, but there's a scene in the movie that's been controversial for years. There's a meme about it. Like, constantly, there's a meme about it.
Yeah.
It's like 3 hours long. Ugh, it's so long. Is this Heather?
Hello.
Hello, Heather.
Ooh, it's hard to hear you, Heather. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Loud and clear. I got you.
Perfect.
What are you doing today, Heather?
Well, I have a kid in the back about to make it so much noise, but I'm...
Kick him out.
So I'm dropping her. I know. I want to. I'm dropping her off at daycare, and she's patiently waiting because I think I have the number one answer.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
We should maybe just talk to you for a few minutes and make that kid go crazy a little bit longer. It'll be good for the kid, right?
Sorry, sweetie. Daycare will wait.
I think so.
What else are you doing today, Heather?
Well, I'm dropping her off at school, and then I have another one that I watch while I also work. So I have a busy day.
That kid sounds happy behind
you. I
know,
we are
so
making
happy.
Them mad.
What's that kid's name?
Her name is Brooklyn, and usually she's pretty content, but she has to go to the bathroom, so we're really pushing
she gotta
her
go
limits.
Late. Number one or number two?
I think number two.
Oh, no.
As
oh,
embarrassing
really?
As that is.
Oh, that's a hard one to hold, Brooklyn. Good luck.
So where do you work, Heather? What do you do?
Right now I just do administrative support since I'm watching my other little one at home, but I'm a teacher on hiatus, I guess.
Oh, are you? What do you teach?
I taught fourth grade. I taught literacy. I've done a couple different things.
Dang, you're like a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but
so have you
whatever pays bills.
Yeah. Have you like, do you do like substitute work? Are you a sub? You fill in?
Every now and then I will, but I needed something full time at home, remote, so I could watch
all these kids.
Old.
Who's this other kid that you're watching? Is that even your kid?
It is my kid. Her name's Madeline.
Oh, okay.
How's Brooklyn holding up?
She pooped her pants yet?
She's probably like, why are they making me wait so long?
I know.
But,
right, yeah.
Is she she a good student?
Well, she's only two, but yeah, they say she's a great girl who follows the routine.
Oh, well, you know, you got to put the focus on you. You're a great mom, you know.
Good job,
oh, well,
Heather.
Appreciate that.
What's your most favorite part about being a mom?
Oh my gosh!
Let that baby go to the bathroom, Jeremy. Let that baby go.
Diapers and poopy pants. No, I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
I just really want that kid to crap its pants.
I know,
that's
what
all.
Is happening? Poor Brooklyn.
All right, okay.
Otherwise, I'm bringing the poopy pants to you.
I don't want any poopy pants. I don't want the poopy pants. All right, let's get this done. What's the most romantic movie ever? Tell me what. I've given a bunch of clues. What do you think?
Well, this was the number one thought since before the clues, so hopefully it's right. But I'm guessing the Titanic.
Oh, Titanic. It's a long movie,
yeah.
3 hours long. Very controversial scene, right? With the could Jack get up on the door with Rose and survive?
Mm-hmm.
Very
and the meme.
And
the meme all day long.
The
meme.
You got it, Heather.
All right, let's get that kid to a bathroom immediately.
Yay, Brooklyn.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah, you got it. That was the number one answer that came in. That was the most romantic movie ever voted by our listeners. So congratulations, Heather.
And so romantic, too.
Awesome.
Brooklyn
I'm
gets
so
to poop.
Excited.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm going to quickly put you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you how to get your Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. And then get that kid to a bathroom, all right?
Yeah. That sounds good. I enjoyed talking to you guys. It was worth every minute.
Thanks for having
Heather.
Fun. Hold on, Heather. All right, Katie, that's it. We did it.
That was too fun.
Titanic.
Poor Brooklyn.
Poor Brooklyn. Titanic was the number one answer.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.